Hello, this is Dr. Maury Markman from Cancer Treatment Centers of America in Philadelphia, and I wanted to briefly discuss the just-released abstracts for the gynecologic cancer session of the American Society of Clinical Oncology's annual meeting in the next several weeks. This is going to be a very interesting session, the oral as well as the poster. From what I can tell, there are certainly no studies that have, will change the standard of care in the chemotherapeutic management of ovarian cancer, but it is important to note that there are several results of phase 3 randomized surgical trials in the malignancy, one of which is looking at the potential impact of secondary site of reductive surgery in recurrent ovarian cancer. A second phase 3 randomized trial has actually looked at the potential role of hyperthermic intraperitoneal chemotherapy, and a third surgical study is looking at the potential role of lymphadenectomy in ovarian cancers, a prospective randomized phase 3 trial. So most of the time in these meetings, we are really seeing studies that are going to be focusing on chemotherapy. In this meeting, we're going to see some results of several important surgical studies. There's also long-term follow-up survival data on a number of trials, both in ovarian cancer and in endometrial cancer. And it really does look like to be some very important sessions. There's data on checkpoint inhibitors follow-up and a number of other novel strategies that are being reported at this meeting in the phase 1, early phase 2 setting. I think for those who are interested in new studies and new strategies, as well as the results of important phase 3 randomized trials, this will be a very interesting meeting and some very interesting sessions. And I certainly am looking forward to hearing both the presentations and the discussions. Thank you for your attention.